Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. It is the 9th of October, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Rosina Sound and the BBC are teaming up for something a little futuristic for the Amazon Echo. What may that be? Well, it's an interactive radio show. Now, according to the BBC, it's the first of its kind. Nothing's been like this before. Although I don't really know how true that is. This is kind of a pick-your-own-adventure book, and then you choose the endings and that kind of stuff. Apparently, the first story that's going to be created for this is called The Inspection Chamber. And as you probably guessed, you choose the direction and how you want the story to go. The narrator will actually ask you questions throughout the play of the story, and then you give answers to those questions, and then there's the outcome. Now, this inspection chamber will actually first arrive on the Amazon Echo. It will then be followed by Google Home, and the BBC is hoping to get it on Apple's HomePod sometime in the future. Expect the inspection chamber sometime at the end of the year. All right, get ready to hold your breath. You ain't gonna believe this one. We've got a new BlackBerry phone. And get ready to hold your breath again. This BlackBerry phone, it doesn't have a keyboard. Yes, at Technology Week in Dubai, TCL officially unveiled the all-touchscreen phone called the BlackBerry Motion. The new BlackBerry phone has a 5.5 HD LCD display, Snapdragon 625 processor, 4 gigs of RAM, which is nice, and 32 gigabytes of storage. The main attraction, though, is that 4,000 milliamp hour battery. Yeah, quite a big battery on this thing. And no, it's not running any type of special BlackBerry OS, though. It's just Android. And from what we can tell, it's Android Marshmallow. The thing about it is, in most parts of the world, you're going to have to actually go to the Middle East, like the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia, to actually get the thing, because we're not hearing about a US or even UK release. So if you are a diehard BlackBerry fan, you feel like hopping on a plane, you got to bring about $460. That should get you the phone. Give or change the exchange rate. Something that has been severely lacking if you're an Edge browser user, 1Password. Well, it lacks no more. It is finally available on Windows 10. Now, the extension was actually approved on October 3rd, but I guess it took, I don't know, an extra 6 days for it to finally arrive. As far as the functionality, pretty much like it is on any other browser. It shows up as an icon somewhere in the upper right-hand part of the Edge browser. It saves all your existing passwords and credit card info and so on, so that you can just go back later and it does all that autofill stuff. There is one little extra step, though, you're going to have to do. Of course, it's Microsoft. You'll need to install 1Password for Windows 6.7 Plus before you can actually add it as an extension. But once that's done, it should be pretty much smooth sailing. And finally, The Last Jedi. You ready to get your tickets? Well, they're coming out today. Yes, Disney has announced tickets for The Last Jedi will go on sale officially today. In fact, by the time you've heard this podcast, particularly for our U.S. listeners, they might have already sold out. That's because they were going to go on sale just right after Monday Night Football. Yes, American football I'm talking about. When that was over, and then you can go get your tickets. Now, funny enough, the announcement didn't actually say when they would go on sale, just that they would go on following the trailer's release at halftime. So one would assume that they're already on sale. Now, of course, any Star Wars geek out there, including myself, this will be the first glimpse of the new film since we've seen that thing back in July. That's when they released that behind-the-scenes clip. So this is our first taste of the new movie. Not only that, Lucasfilm also announced there's going to be a number of fan events that will take place when the film is released. Yes, as you probably guessed it, 10 days before Christmas, December 15th. So yeah, it's probably looking like a good Christmas for George Lucas. A lot of extra money going into the bank account, I think, regardless of the movie sucks or not. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can support the British Tech Network by going to paypal.me/British Tech. And then you just key in what you think we're worth, 50 cents or 50 bucks. It's up to you. You can also check out our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, where our podcast, the blog, and review sections are all over there. Give us a like on our Facebook page or give us a follow on Instagram at British Tech Network. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our
BTN Slack room with our BTN community, why don't you be a part of it? We'd love to have you. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, smile. It is Monday. I know it's hard. Let's just get this day over, shall we? All right. Have a great one. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.